Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Chandler, Arizona. Her preaching today is entitled, "Isn't That How It Should Be?"
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jews, "I solemnly assure you, if a man is true to my word, he shall never see death." "Now we are sure you are possessed," the Jews retorted. "Abraham is dead. The prophets are dead. Yet you claim, 'A man shall never know death if he keeps my word.' Surely you do not pretend to be greater than our father Abraham who died, or the prophets who died. Whom do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, that glory comes to nothing. He who gives me glory is the Father, the very one you claim for your God, even though you do not know him. But I know him. Were I to say I do not know him, I would be no better than you, a liar. Yes, I know him well, and I keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he might see my day. He saw it and was glad." At this the Jews objected, "You are not yet 50. How can you have seen Abraham?" Jesus answered them, "I solemnly declare it. Before Abraham came to be, I am." At that they picked up rocks to throw at Jesus, but he hid himself and slipped out to the temple through the temple precincts. The Gospel of the Lord. We are blessed to have a God who doesn't mince words. When we first learned his name through Moses, our God was very specific. "I am who am." No elaborate explanations, no mincing of words. "I am." Through the centuries, philosophers and theologians have tried to elaborate and explain God, but never really succeeded. God's initial explanation stands best. "I am who am." In today's gospel, Jesus doesn't mince words either. "Whoever keeps my word will never see death." Of course, the Jews would have nothing to do with this. How could they think outside the box? How could they accept what they could not understand? They had hardened their hearts. Jesus was offering them an amazing gift, eternal life. But because they closed their minds and their hearts, they could not accept his words. Whenever a loved one dies, today's gospel can either be peace or questions. How is this possible that we have life in Jesus Christ, that we will not die but live? Is it only our faith giving us an illusion of life in Jesus Christ? Doesn't it appear that our loved one is really gone? When you hear this gospel, "I will have buried my father's body one day before. He passed to new life on March 10th. My heart is lonely. He lived to be almost 93, and I am 68, so I had the joy of being with him for a long time. And it's hard to get used to the fact that I can't go over and see him every day or call and tell him goodnight as I did every day after his favorite show, Jeopardy. And yet I know my father lives." Jesus did not mince words. He told us, "If a man is true to my word, he shall never see death." My father's heart was not hardened. His heart was open to the gospel message. He was raised as a Methodist, but when he fell in love with my mother, he converted to Catholicism, and his heart was opened, and he embraced Catholic teaching. Everyone who met him marveled at the calmness, the strength, the peace that he exuded. His life was an example for all of unconditional love. "If a man is true to my word, he shall never see death." I know my father will never see death. He was true to God's word his entire earthly life. And yet, as Jesus tells us in the gospel, "If I glorify myself, that glory comes to nothing." My father was a humble man. He would be embarrassed that I have extolled him, because his faith knew that our lives are about glorifying the Father, not ourselves. When we know God well, we keep his word. How better to keep his word and know God than to immerse ourselves in the gospel and in prayer, become closer to God. My father gave that example to me. This Lenten journey, my prayer for us all is that we take time to be with our Lord in scripture, in prayer, in adoration. As I prepared for my father's funeral, I had the great privilege and grace to reflect on the life of a good and faithful man. Yet in all my reflections, that life pointed me to God. Isn't that how it should be?